The Benjamin Keeler House on Lower Main Street was originally a 1.5-story dwelling, built by Benjamin Keeler about 1756 on proprietor's lot number 25, first owned by his grandfather, Samuel Keeler. Born in 1730, Benjamin was the brother of Timothy Keeler Jr., who owned the Keeler Tavern, and Isaac Keeler, whose grist mill was destroyed by the British. Their father, Timothy Keeler Sr., who died in 1748, left a sizable estate. By 1756, Benjamin had built both his house and a large barn on Lot 25, and on October 31st of that year, married Martha Smith. They had 4 children before he died in 1769. Benjamin Jr., their only son, went on to join the Patriot cause in the American Revolution, serving with Captain David Umstead, and then became a ship's captain, sailing the brigantine Sally between Connecticut and the West Indies. He and his crew died when the Sally hit the Eaton's Neck Reef off Long Island in late 1790. Early in the 19th century, the Keeler House was sold to Thaddeus Keeler, a farmer. His daughter Betsy married another farmer, William Northrop Benedict. CT House Histories LLC, which has done extensive research on this property, believes that Betsy and William Benedict thoroughly reconstructed the home in the Italianate style at some point after the 1850 death of Thaddeus Keeler, creating the 2-story building seen today. By 1933, the land was no longer being farmed. Ernest Scott acquired the property in 1943. A well-known builder and entrepreneur, he subdivided the Benedict property and sold the house and half the land to the Harvey family of New York City, initially as a weekend home. Marshall and Edna Harvey became active in the community and were members of St. Stephen's Church. Among the other 20th century owners of the Benjamin Keeler House were Richard and Phyllis Kluger, also initially weekend residents. He was the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of Ashes to Ashes. His book, Simple Justice, an authoritative account of the 1954 Brown v. Board of Education decision, was written in Ridgefield. Phyllis Schlein Kluger, also an author, is an accomplished fiber artist. They left Ridgefield in 1976 and now live in the San Francisco Bay Area. The Benjamin Keeler House remains a private residence, its history entwined with the many phases of Ridgefield history, from its early settlers to the weekend and summer residents to the 21st century homeowners who treasure the town's storied history.